Most of us carry a quiet question throughout our life, even if we never say it out loud. Do I really matter? Am I doing enough? Where do I stand? In his first letter to the believers in Thessalonica, Paul speaks directly to that uncertainty. He doesn't list their achievements or point to their progress. Instead, he grounds them in something far more secure. He writes, "For we know, brothers, loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction." That sentence provides a solid foundation for believers. Their confidence doesn't rest in how strong their faith feels on a given day. It doesn't depend on how well they're holding up under pressure. It rests in two unchanging realities. They are loved by God, and they are chosen by God. Paul isn't flattering them. He's anchoring them. Because when life gets difficult, and it will, you need something firmer than your own consistency to stand on. This verse reminds us that obedience flows from identity, not the other way around. We don't work to become loved. We respond because we are loved. We don't strive to earn God's attention. We live faithfully because He has already set His love on us. That truth humbles us, and it gives us rest. So when doubt creeps in, when you start measuring your standing with God by your performance, this verse gently redirects you. Here's the challenge for today. Return to what doesn't change. Let the truth that you are loved by God and chosen by His grace be where your confidence begins.